Hi friends, welcome to Living Your Best Life. This is my office. It's sort of organized, we're working on it. But yeah, it's me, Coach Adamir. Welcome to Living Your Best Life. I'm super grateful for you guys to be here. I'm super, super grateful to be here myself. It's the second week of the new year. I kind of felt bad because I didn't have an episode for you guys. It's like the first day, at least the first week of the year. So, you know, I was a little bit down on myself and I thought, damn, I didn't have anything ready for them. But then I also thought, damn, this might be some good content after all. So, you know, it showed me that at the end of the day, we're not all perfect, right? We can't just turn the page at the end of the year and start fresh as if nothing happened just because the calendar says the year's over. Now we can move on to a new year. Like, we still have normal obligations during the holiday seasons. We still have regular life that's happening, and it's not slowing down or stopping, and all of our problems aren't ending on December 31st and starting fresh January 1st. Like, that would be great, but unfortunately that just doesn't happen. So, you know, now that we're in the second of the new year and you've made a decision to change some things this year, to adopt better habits that are going to help you achieve your goals, then that's what this is here for right now, right? This is what I want to go over today, just some strategies to help keep you on track. And if you've stayed on track for the last year, continue it, right? Continue your momentum. Don't just think that because it's a new year, we have to start fresh and start new goals. Adjust your goals, add to your goals. If it's your first time ever setting goals, set some goals. All right, so there's three like key strategies that I think are probably the most important and the most doable to make effective habit changes and add a routine and discipline so that we can get to our goals, get to your goals, all right? So the first thing I wanna start with is write down your goals. I think we've all heard that we need to write stuff down in order to make it real and in order for us to see it so that it's in our brains, right? It's we're visual learners, I think. I think most of us are visual. And so when we see it, we can understand it. You can touch it, it's tangible, right? So it gives us that reassurance that if I write it down, I can see it. That's a real thing that can happen, okay? There's actually a psychology report from the University of California that shows you're 42% more likely to accomplish your goals when you write them down. So right away, you've given yourself almost a 50% chance to hit your goal more than if you don't write it down, right? And the reason for that is it forces you to get clear on what you want, right? We all say we want this, we want that. We want to be financially independent. We want to be healthy. We want to have a house or cars or vacation or family, whatever it may be. Excuse me, I almost burped. But it forces you to get clear on what it is you actually want. I want to go on vacations. Okay, where do you want to go on vacation? When do you want to go on vacation? Who? How long? What do you want to see? All right. Oh, I want to get healthy. What does that mean? Do you want to eat better? Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to build muscle? Do you want to just be more active? What does that mean to you? Right. It forces you to be way more specific than just a general broad goal. Because that's normally what we see, big broad goals, and nobody ever hits them because they're too vague, right? And while you're doing that, you're also brainstorming, you're strategizing, you're figuring out new things that you didn't even know you wanted, because now you're discovering, like, the vacation question. Okay, where do you want to go? Italy. Why do you want to go to Italy? I don't want to go wine tasting. Why do you want to go wine tasting? You know, it just, I don't really want to go wine tasting. I mean, I do, but I wouldn't know beyond that why. But it helps you brainstorm, and then it also helps you strategize on how to get there, like what you need to do to get there. It's like a roadmap, right? If you have directions, if you have an end destination, it's easier to figure out the directions on how to get there. If you don't know where you're going, then you're just driving, no directions, all right? And then when you write them down, you can put them on the wall, you can put them on your phone, put them on a piece of paper in your wallet, whatever you want to do, it keeps it at the forefront of your brain at all times. You read it in the morning, you read it at night, you read it during the day when you're feeling down, you're like, oh yeah, this is what I'm trying to accomplish this year. Everything's gonna be all right. I just gotta keep working. All right. And the other thing you wanna do when writing down your goals is use an acronym called SMART, SMART. I actually added two letters to it towards the end to make it smart AF, smart as fuck. But the original one is SMART. You got to be specific, they have to be measurable, attainable, realistic, and time sensitive. So when it comes to specificity, right, we have to be specific with our goals. So I want to go to Italy, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to make $5,000 this month. That means it's $1,250 a week, right? That means it's this much per day. You break it down, you're more specific with it. Also, you have to have it be measurable, right? You have to be able to see the results and check your progress every few weeks, every few months, mid-year, whatever, every quarter, whatever it may be. Like if you're losing weight, if you're trying to lose 30 pounds by April, that's 10 pounds a month. That's measurable, right? We can measure it. I want to save $6,000 by June. That's in 6 months. I need $1,000 saved each month. So you can measure it, right? And then it has to be attainable, right? I'm not gonna say I want to save $1 million by end of January. It's not attainable. I can't reach that. You know, that's unless I win the lottery or something. Let's be real. Which brings us to the next one. Be realistic. Have realistic goals, okay? You can't wish for 50, you can't set a goal that I'm gonna make $50 million this year when you've never even made 1 million. How do you know how to make 50 when you haven't made one? Be realistic. Okay, so that's the, oh, and time sensitive. So you heard me say it a few times, I want this in 3 months, I wanna be at this level financially in 6 months. It's a timeline. You have to give yourself a timeline. A goal without a timeline is just a dream. Okay? And then the last two, I added it to make it smart as fuck. A has to be applicable. It's applicable to you and your life. Okay? You can't make a goal that you're gonna help end homelessness in your community. Is it applicable to you? Are you doing it every day to make it happen? Or are you just, I'm gonna help every once in a while. Apply it every day, apply it to your life. And then F, flexible. Your goals have to be flexible. You have to be able to modify them as you go, right? If you say, I'm gonna lose 30 pounds by April, and you reach that goal by March, we have to adjust it. We don't just say, okay, I'm just gonna keep doing the same thing until April, and then I'm gonna make a new goal. No, be flexible. If you get there before, change it. If it's taking you a little longer than you had hoped, adjust it. That's okay. You have to be flexible. Okay, so SMART AF, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, time sensitive, applicable, and flexible. Second thing you can do, you guys, create a vision board. This is probably the most common and easiest one to overlook because we're The vision board sometimes can seem childish, like, oh, if I just put a bunch of pictures of something I want, it's gonna happen to me. Like, it's like almost like a picture book, right? But the point of a vision board is to make an impression, an imprint on your subconscious brain, your subconscious here, right? Every time you walk by your vision board and you see your vacation spot, your dream car, your dream house, your dream garage gym or your dream podcast studio. You have a visual representation of what you want and you see it and your brain sees it, your heart sees it. And so throughout the day, it looks for ways to acquire what it continues seeing in here. It looks for ways to make what's in here a reality out here. Does that make sense? I think it makes sense. You can't answer me, but that makes sense, right? So if you imprint it here with the vision board, if you visualize what you want repeatedly over and over and over again, it's not just going to appear out of thin air. It's not going to materialize. But what it's going to do is it's going to not force you, but it's going to open your field of vision to see things that you may not have seen before to assist you in moving forward. Think about that car you want. Don't think about the color yet. Just think about the car you want. Think about when you're driving out in the street or you're out and about and you're thinking about the car you want. Almost every car you see is the car you want. And then when you're not thinking about it, you never see it because our brains aren't programmed to look for that. So if we put something on a board to program our brains to look for those things, to look for opportunities on how do I get there? How do I make this garage gym happen? How do I make this dream home happen? Okay, vision boards are super important because we're visual creatures with subconscious minds that do a lot of the work for us. And so if we give it good stuff to work for, it'll help us out a lot, I promise. So put whatever you want on there, right? Put whatever you want to acquire, whatever you want to accomplish. Put on there how you want to make others feel, the impact you want to put into others' lives. Write that down in there. You know, you can write down your goals. You can type up your goals, write them down, cut it out, print it, paste it on your vision board. So that's part of your vision board. You know, what I did is I went to my the website of the car I wanted, built my own car, everything, all the bells and whistles that I wanted, even though it's not in my price range right now, build it, print it out, put it on the board. Now I see it, now I know, now my brain knows, okay, what am I gonna do to make that a reality? And we have plans, or we have goals to go on vacation this year a few times, to travel. We want to go to Hawaii. We want to go to Holland, visit both of our cousins, one in Holland, one in Hawaii. We want to go to Canada, visit my cousin in Canada. You know, there's so many things we want to do. If we don't put it on there, we're going to forget about it and we're not going to work towards it because it's going to be on the back burner. It's going to be in the back of our mind. So, vacation spot, a new house if you want a new house, your goals, you know. And then I also like adding words of affirmation. You can add, I am motivated, I am disciplined, I am strong, I am powerful, I am a creator, I am a goal setter, I am determined, I am a hard worker, I am loved, I am enough, I am worthy, right? All these things that you want yourself to feel, that maybe you don't believe you are those things, say them. You will be. Promise. All right? And then the third thing, you guys, stay true to you and to what you say you were going to do when that moment has passed. A lot of times we write and dream and have these big lofty aspirations and want to do so much at the beginning of the year. And 2-3 weeks in, we don't want to get up and do it anymore. You know, the motivation that was there when we wrote it all down, we were excited, is gone. So you have to be able to maintain your passion in here, in your heart, so that when you don't feel like doing something, the passion keeps you going, right? Because you're going to get tired. You're going to get discouraged. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to feel like I'm never going to make it. But you will, as long as you keep moving forward. Okay, so your why, your reasoning behind every single goal has to be a lot stronger than the reason to not do something. Okay, one of my biggest goals, and I feel my purpose now is to improve the lives of others. As a coach, I've improved people's lives in fitness and nutrition. You know, but we also want to be able to Man, I lost my train of thought. Let's rewind. One of my goals is to improve the lives of others, right? And that's what I'm passionate about. There are days when I wake up and I'm tired, I'm exhausted. Let's be real. And I just want to stay in bed, or I don't want to do anything. But I can't improve the lives of others from my bed or from my couch. Not the way I want to, at least. Not the way I feel like I can have an impact on people. So you have to stay strong with what's in here and what's in your brain to get you through those tough days. Okay? You feel me? Does that make sense? Yeah. That's it for today. I feel like it's a short one, but I wanted to just like make it short, get straight to the point, and not give you too much fluff or too much, right? Because if we get like 10 things to do, you're like, well, I don't know which one to do. So these are the three most important. Write down your goals, create your vision board and put your goals on there, and then stay true to you and stick to what you said you were gonna do. And when it comes to staying true to you and your goals, as the example I used, improving the lives of others, like that's true to me. I want to do that. So on those tired days, I'm still gonna get up and do it. Right? If your goal is to get up an hour earlier to journal and meditate every morning because you want to improve your mental strength, you want to create a routine and discipline so that you stay focused, then make it a part of you so that you can get through those tough days. Got it? All right, that's all I got for you guys today. Happy New Year. Happy second week of the New Year. Happy January, whatever. Happy goal setting, all right? Stay on track with your goals. If you need help, please reach out. I can help you. If you just need some motivation, reach out. I can help you with that. At the end of the day, I want all of us to win. I want all of you to win. You know, I was in class the other day and I sat in front of my clients were stretching and getting ready, and I just told them, you know what? I want every one of you to win this year. Whatever their goal is, if it's business, personal, whatever, just I want everyone to win. I want you to win. Okay, so stay focused, stay strong, stay motivated, but stay passionate most of all. Right? Make sure your goals are coming from your heart and they're what you truly want, not what you think you would want to make you happy. What you truly want to make you feel fulfilled. Okay? Yes? You're nodding, I can't see. There you go. Okay, I'm gonna go. But don't forget, follow me on Instagram at Coach Adamir. Check out my YouTube at Coach Adamir also. And yeah, stay tuned for more. But until next week, remember to love yourself and go be the best version of yourself.